And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm going to talk a little bit about awards. Yeah, awards. You've heard that term before. You know exactly what I'm talking about. There are different types of awards out there. There's prize awards, there's cash awards, there's awards for being the best of something. There's awards for, well, you know what I'm where I'm going, right? I mean just look at the TV and movie industry. Those guys are all about the awards, right? I mean, they got the Academy Awards, they got the Tony Awards, they got the Grammy Awards, they've got, I don't know, there's so many other awards. I mean, so why do they have all these awards? Well, they have all these awards because they're trying to recognize somebody for doing something exceptional. That's really what an awards program is about. Now, I know a little bit about an awards program. I do. And I come at it from two different lanes. The first lane I come at it from is my time and experience in the United States Army. One of the things that I had at my disposal as a commander was that I could recognize certain soldiers for certain behavior, for certain things that they did that helped my unit accomplish its goal, accomplish its mission, accomplish everything that the unit was required to do. These awards are called decorations. They are. They're called medals. That's what we call them in the military. We call them medals. And there's a variety of different types of medals that are awarded based on type of process, type of result, type of, you can fill in the blanks, right? You know what I'm talking about. All right, so why am I talking about awards? Why am I talking about military medals on a real estate investor education and mentoring radio show? Well, here's why I'm doing it. Number one, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we like to recognize success. We do. We love to recognize success. And one of the ways that we recognize success within the Lifestyles Unlimited community is we kind of check out what our fellow members are doing. We kind of check out what awards they might be in contention for. We kind of check out what awards they've actually won. Did you know that since 2007, Lifestyles Unlimited has been a prestigious award winner from the National Apartment Association, as well as state apartment associations across the country, as well as local apartment associations? One of the things that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is we breed success. And that success translates into some of our winners in the awards category. You heard me correctly. I said some of our winners. So why do we care so much about awards? Now, I know that there's some of you out there that are like me, that when you competed as a young person for an award or for a trophy, you didn't get that trophy unless you won first place, second place, or third place, right? There was no participation trophy. But there's a whole genre of people out there that grew up in a world where a participation trophy was kind of a mandatory thing. It's like you showed up, you played, whether you played your heart out, whether you didn't play your heart out, you got a trophy because nobody wanted to feel bad, right? All right. I think we're past that. I think we're past the participation trophy awarding system. And I think what goes on in the United States of America, when we actually have people compete for awards, I think they actually compete for those awards. I think when they win those awards, I think there's something notable about the fact that they won the award. Now, one of the things I want to recognize, or I should say one of the people I want to recognize, not one of the things, one of the people, is a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member. His name is John. Now, I'm not going to give you his last name because as soon as I give you his last name, you guys are going to blow up his email. You're going to blow up his text. You're going to find out who this guy is. And, I guess technically you could figure it out because this guy, John, he won the National Apartment Association Independent Rental Owner of the Year Award for 2024. Yeah, so I guess I could tell you his last name. I mean, normally I don't like giving out last names because I like to protect the privacy of my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members. But in this particular case, you could figure this out pretty easily. You could go to the National Apartment Association. You could take a look at who won the Independent Rental Operator of the Year Award. And you could figure out real quickly that I'm talking about John Whitaker. Now, John is a Lifestyles Unlimited member. He's been a member since 2016. As a matter of fact, let me give you some of his backstory. He quit corporate America in 2016 with a do or die mentality to make it in real estate investing. All right. So let's set the scene here. 8 years ago, he made an informed decision that A, he had a retirement problem and that what he was doing for retirement probably was going to fail him. And B, he decided that he would change the trajectory of his life and he would start investing in real estate assets. So what happened? What did he do? Well, in 2016, you know what he did? He quit corporate America. He did. He just quit. He said, that's it. I'm done. And a lot of you are going, what? Are you kidding me? Did this guy have a ton of real estate already? I don't know. But check it out. He quit corporate America in 2016 with a do or die mentality to make it in real estate investing. Now that is a goal. And you know what he did? He developed a do or die mentality. He did. He developed a do or die mentality to make it in real estate. And he wasn't alone. He took advantage of the education and the mentoring provided by Lifestyles Unlimited and received mentoring into his first, his second, his third, his fourth, his fifth, I could keep going on, deal. He flat out says that if he didn't have the roadmap that Lifestyles Unlimited provides to all of its members, and if he didn't meet subsequent mentors, he would have failed. He would have failed. Now, remember, I'm talking about somebody who is the National Apartment Association's Independent Rental Operator of the Year Award. This is a national award. He competed against all 50 states. I can't tell you how many local apartment associations are wrapped up in that, but this guy is number one. He is number one. Now, 8 years later, remember, 2016, he kind of had a, burn the ships mentality, and, he did what he did. So 8 years later, he says he can boil down his experience to two words. You want to hear him? Do you want to hear from somebody that changed his entire life with real estate investing, who had a burn the ships mentality and took the bull by the horns? You want to hear the two words? Educate yourself. That's what he said. Educate yourself. He's talking to you and you and you and you over there. Educate yourself. If you're going to step into the real estate investing realm, the first thing you need to do is educate yourself. Don't go looking at properties. Don't go wasting some real estate agent's time calling them and asking them a bunch of questions that you'll never act on. Step one. Educate yourself. And John's right. He's totally right. So here's some advice that John shared with me that I'm going to share with you. You want to hear it? And it has to do with the education piece. He says, when the market is up, educate. When the market is down, educate. Are you lost? Educate. Are you certain about the market? He says, definitely educate. Definitely educate. When you get too comfortable for the market, you need to check yourself before you wreck yourself, and you need to educate yourself. That's what John is telling you to do. He goes on to tell me that the most effective way to educate yourself is just to ask a person a question. Boiling it down further, education is nothing more than communication. I say a thing to you. You say a thing to me. We communicate with each other. We share information. You know, there's so much jargon in our industry that confuses us from the most important metrics, namely profit. But most of it, most of that stuff out there, it isn't important. So John shares this final thought with me. He says, if you're feeling lost and unsure of your next step, say the thing, communicate, and get educated. The world isn't moving as fast as you think. There is time to pause and to learn. And the greatest resource you will always have will always be yourself. Now, that is some words of wisdom from a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member who has done a really outstanding job of retiring himself. He has. He's done a great job of retiring himself. Now, when he submitted for the Independent Rental Owner of the Year, he had to provide a lot of documentation. And this documentation that he shared is technically public record. Why do I know this? Because I'm on the National Apartment Association's website, and this information is being shared with me on the website. So it's basically information that can be common knowledge to anybody. Anybody can go look this up. Anybody can go find this information. And what I found very interesting about this information is that John provides some insight as to how he did it. Wouldn't you be interested in hearing insight as to how this guy accomplished what he accomplished? Well, check it out. These are in his own words. In the past 7 years as an owner and operator, I consistently buy below the market and implement true value add plans that raise the income and reduce inefficient and ineffective expenses. I have learned from my shortcomings, aspired to educate myself, and implemented lessons into my own assets to fill any deficits. In this day, many of the lessons that I am being taught are not in a book. That's pretty cool. They are not passed down from generation to generation. Unfortunately, the fundamentals of multifamily are affected by the whims of legislation, insurance, and macroeconomics. The National Apartment Association remains a guiding source on these topics. However, the mentors that started with me in this endeavor are still with me today, and I hold fast to the principles taught by them. He's just given a big shout out to Lifestyles Unlimited. That's what he's doing right there. Back to John. I have put my properties in relatively low interest fixed debt that allows survivability of the current economic cycle. Additionally, I deploy consistent and successful tactics to add true value and produce a positive gain to the net operating income. Pretty interesting stuff. Pretty interesting stuff coming from an award winner. Now, I think the most interesting thing is that he could have talked about himself. He could have talked about what he did to achieve all of this. And you know what he did? He gave it up to his mentors. He did. He gave it up to his mentors. He flat out said, I had other people helping me along the way. And I give success not only to myself, but to those mentors. John is in the Gets It Club. Yeah, the Gets It Club. In other words, he gets it. He gets it. That's what Lifestyles Unlimited is all about. It's all about education and mentoring. And 8 years ago, John took a chance on Lifestyles Unlimited. He came and he checked us out. And what's his result? 8 years later, Independent Rental Operator of the Year. Now, that's a pretty good result. Hey, when we come back from the break, I'm going to tell you about some people that have just won some awards. Yeah, we're not done. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. As we were going to break, I was showcasing the results obtained by a fellow Lifestyles Unlimited member. His name is John Whitaker. He is the Independent Rental Operator of the Year award winner for the National Apartment Association. Now, that is a pretty big deal. It's not a participation trophy. This is the you are number one, you win the prize type of deal. Now, one of the things I want to share with you is that John had some really stiff competition. He did. He had some fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members competing with him for that award. Yeah, you didn't know that, did you? Yeah, so the three finalists for this award, and they didn't give a second place or a third place trophy. They only gave a first place trophy to John. But the people that are technically in second and third place, Lifestyles Unlimited members. So who are they? You're wondering, who are they? Because, I mean, after all, you could go to the National Apartment Association website and you could pull this information up. So I can't hide who they are if you really want to find out. So I'll just tell you who they are. Carlos Neto, who has been a Lifestyles Unlimited member since before I joined. I know he's been a member, I think, since like 2015. Might be longer than that. Very successful real estate investor. Been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited for a long time. Made a lot of money for himself and for his investors. That's what he's done. And he was competing for the final position of the Independent Rental Operator of the Year award. He didn't get it, but man, he's in the top three slots. So who's filling that third slot? Karen Zucchero. Karen Zucchero. Now, I always have a problem pronouncing her last name because it's not a very common last name. So, Karen, if I messed up your last name, my sincere apologies to you. I did not intend to do that to you. But what I do intend to do is showcase the fact that you are in the top three. Now, the National Apartment Association, when they look at all the different awards that they're offering, and they look at all the applications for those awards, there's a lot of stuff to sift through. For the category of Independent Rental Operator of the Year, there are a lot of people that compete for that prize. A lot of people, a lot of Lifestyles Unlimited members, and a lot of non-Lifestyles Unlimited members that compete for that prize. And here's the ironic thing that tends to occur every year. Every year this has happened since 2007. A Lifestyles Unlimited member has been the recipient of the Independent Rental Operator of the Year award. Why do you think that is? Why do you think that is? Do we do something a little different than everybody else? Well, we just might. We just might. Now, I don't know what the non-Lifestyles Unlimited member is experiencing. I really don't know. I mean, technically, I could take myself out of the Lifestyles Unlimited environment, and I could surmise what's going on in the non-Lifestyles Unlimited environment. But here's what I'm comfortable with. I'm comfortable with the Lifestyles Unlimited environment. I'm comfortable with our culture, a culture that created three outstanding Lifestyles Unlimited members to compete for an award that only one could win. And John won the award. It doesn't mean that Karen and Carlos were not as good. I don't believe that to be the case at all. I just think that there was something about John's application or something about John's property that stood out a little bit more than what Karen and Carlos submitted. But at the end of the day, and not to sound like a guy that wants to hand out trophies to everybody, but I got to congratulate all three of them on their success. Because that success at the National Apartment Award level translates into profits. Profits from their business. Profits that they are living off of. Profits that they're using to change the trajectory of their life. And it's not just them. So who's winning awards out there? Well, Todd and Donna Coleman. Yeah, Todd and Donna Coleman. What did they win? They achieved the 2024 BCAA, which stands for Big Country Apartment Association Property of the Year Award. They did. Now, that milestone reflects not only the dedication of their team, but also their trust and unwavering support. The Big Country Apartment Association encompasses over 100 apartment communities across 24 cities. It's a cornerstone of the multifamily housing industry in the region where Todd and Donna live. Now, their Property of the Year Award recognizes excellence based on several critical factors, including, are you ready for them? Community involvement, charitable and professional contributions, resident satisfaction measured through letters of recommendation and Google reviews, community business partnerships and referrals, leadership with the apartment industry, staff training and improvement, and unwavering dedication. Well, that's a lot of things to be evaluated in, right? And you know what they did? They got evaluated. And you know what their result was? They won. They totally won. Here's a comment from them. And this is a comment that they made to the Big Country Apartment Association. Your confidence in us as stewards of this property has been instrumental in our success. From the moment we acquired it through the trials and tribulations we faced, we have approached this responsibility with the utmost care, focusing on revitalization, community building, and delivering exceptional living experiences. You want to know where they learned that from? Lifestyles Unlimited. You know why I know this? Because I've been taught the exact same thing. I've been taught to do the exact same thing. Todd and Donna are no different than me, that we've all been taught how to correctly invest in real estate assets. And Lifestyles Unlimited provided us the platform to do that. They go on to say the award reflects the hard work and commitment of everybody involved, and we're excited to continue raising the bar to ensure this property remains a shining example of excellence in the industry. Well, I think they're going to move on. I think they're going to compete for the national level award. Now, I also want to say congratulations to Alan Vaughn and his property team. Last week, he hauled in the Independent Real Estate Owner of the Year and Community of the Year awards at the Austin Apartment Association's award gala. Alan's hard work, dedication, association, and community involvement all made him the hands-down choice for the prestigious award. Now, here's the thing I've got to say about Alan. Alan is a humble man. Here's his response. He said, thank you. I will tell you that whatever success we have made is due to Lifestyles Unlimited showing the way, the great mentors that are provided by Lifestyles Unlimited, and our fellow leads that we actually competed with, Janine, that unselfishly gave their time and support and our team on the property. And most specifically, Alan wants to point out that Maria and Cesar are his shining examples of who great employees are at this asset. Because these employees did all the hard work. Yeah, you didn't know that, did you? You think Alan is slaving away. You think Alan is doing all the heavy lifting, don't you? Alan's not doing the heavy lifting. Alan is oversighting the entire investment operation. But he has tactical people on the ground that are doing the leasing, that are doing the operations, that are doing the maintenance, that are doing all the things that the residents need on that property to give them a quality living experience. And that's one of the common trends, one of the common themes about all of these award winners. They all have, well, number one, they've got great track records. They have great track records of doing what Lifestyles Unlimited taught them how to do and them putting them into service. Yeah, they're great track records. Here's the other thing they've got. Exceptional properties. They have exceptional properties. Now, these properties may not have been exceptional at the time they took these properties over. As a matter of fact, these properties were probably closer to a train wreck when they took them over. But because they have been educated, because they have mentors on their team, because they have the right people on their team, they are able to execute effectively, and they have turned assets that were probably problematic and probably didn't produce a lot in the way of cash flow or equity participations. They have turned those assets into flourishing assets, assets that are making them a lot of money, assets that are making any investors they have with them in these assets a lot of money. So how do you do this? How do you do what these Lifestyles Unlimited members have done? I mean, do you burn the ship? Do you just join Lifestyles Unlimited and you just burn the ship and quit your job? I mean, that's one approach, and that's an approach one of our award winners took, but that may not be the approach for you. Fortunately for you, the roadmap at Lifestyles Unlimited has a lot of different paths on it. There's a lot of paths that you can go down, a lot of different ways you can invest your hard-earned money into assets that will produce cash flow and equity participation for you. There is a path that will make total sense to you. But here's the thing. You don't know which path to go down. You don't know which path is the right path. Let me take it back to what all of these members have effectively told me in this radio show as I've been communicating their stories to you. Get educated. Get educated. And the best way to get educated, the best way to do it, is to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. I mean, you can read a lot of books. You can go on the internet. You can do a lot of things to occupy your time. But if you really want the education where the rubber meets the road, the education that has retired so many Lifestyles Unlimited members with the passive income and the equity participation that they need in their assets, if you're looking for that, then what you're looking for, you found. You have found Lifestyles Unlimited. That's what we do. That's what I've been trying to tell you this entire radio show. You can become a member. And when you become a member, you start on a path of educating yourself. It all starts with a 16-hour educational seminar that we call the Financial Freedom Seminar. When you complete that seminar, you will be armed and poised to start investing in real estate the day after. It is the full inclusive course. It gives you the conceptual. It gives you the operational. It gives you the tactical elements of what you need in order to become retired. And not only retired, but retired in 5 years or less. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the Start Here button, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.